There's about 500,000 Americans that actually suffer from MS. It's a disease of the central nervous system, and it's usually a slow, progressive disease. It's fitful, as we call it, from the standpoint that it's not as predictable as a lot of the other illnesses and diseases in the body, nor is the symptomology as finely identified in type of problems that it creates. It can create a myriad of effects that can range anywhere from a relatively minor physical annoyance, something as just weak muscles, to something that could actually progress to the point of being life-threatening, and that life-threatening aspect of it can actually create disabilities, and one of the things is a paralysis where a person isn't able to breathe and so forth. There's a lot of controversy over the way that MS should be treated and the way that it should be approached. I'm going to be talking a little bit from the allopathic standpoint of what is done, but one of the things I found from the people I've done with readings on MS is I found that nutrition is a major, major contributor. That can be anywhere from poor assimilation. It can also be the point where it also can be where you have a poor bowel functioning. And then food allergies. Food allergies are a very big contributor to MS. So one of the things that I've done in the PDF is that I've asked my friend, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, to be able to come in and to contribute to this PDF, and what you're going to find is at the end of it is I actually have some different paperwork. I mean, I asked Susan to do some things that she does from a nutritional standpoint, working with people with MS and finding different supplements that she uses, different dietary changes, and again, very, very effective and being able to put it in remission to the point where many people don't have any attack at all. So at the back of the PDF, we've got a value-added bonus, and there's all the pages with what Dr. Susan, as I call her, does in regards to working with it. So I hope you find that of value.